Carlton are decorating, and the Blues are after your favourite Carlton AFL and AFLW moments to help decorate the walls at Icon Park, which will be redeveloped, but I think even in their existing inner sanctum, the walls have been pretty bare there. So they're looking for the most iconic moments, the T-Max, as Michael Voss has called them, that have happened over time at the Blues. And it's a bit like what Ben Rutten did this time last year.
Exactly like it.
At Essendon, when he got the job full-time, the hangar was sparse. They put in that premiership walk. They put the players in touch with legends of the club from yesteryear. They took down that generational barrier and they opened the doors. I reckon, Kingy, powerful clubs should play this. This is their one wood. Lean on the history. Lean on the greats. They want to be involved anyway.
Well, Voss is asking for help from the blue bag of faithful. You don't often hear of a coach say, right, hey, this is your club. Help us.
We need your help.
Did it, but he didn't ask the Essendon people. They just did it.
That's true.
This is a bit different.
So who do Carlton supporters want on the walls of Icon Park?
Well, if you've got a little something left of centre, there's a couple coming through.
Yeah, we've got to start with a serious one.
Okay.
Let's start with a serious one. This one could be put up a dozen times, I reckon, and no one would complain about it.
Waiting down in front was Rice. His kick is a puller. Straight for Wallace. The mean bad man. Can he cover himself in glory? He's lost it, and Murphy takes it away. That could be the turnover that cost them.
What about the tackle by Fraser Brown back here at half back?
Nice big panoramic image of Fraser Brown's tackle on the big bad man, as Sandy Roberts called him, Dean Wallace. That'd
big
go well.
Bad man. Oh, that'll be there somewhere.
Have to be.
They've got some calls here that are known and noted Carlton members.
Oh, yes.
High profile.
Let's
too.
Not keep them waiting.
Look at give Margaret a go.
Margaret's in Sunbury.
Yes.
Margaret, what are you putting up on the wall there at Icon Park?
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, David. I'll have to fill a Fosse in. I've got some old photos that would look pretty good on that wall.
What do you got?
Oh, well, I've got Cooter. Oh, beautiful. I've got Erd Hemphrey. You wouldn't know him, would you, David?
Who was that?
Ernie Hemphrey.
No, I don't know Ernie. What era was Ernie?
1946.
Wow.
Before that, probably, he was. And I joined in. I was allowed to start going to the football in 1946.
Very good.
I nearly didn't get there after the bud birth in 1945. My mum thought it was a bit rough.
Hey, Margaret, you'd have the Buzzers Mark of the Year. You'd have Peter Bisasto's Mark of the Year, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, I have got Peter Bisasto's Mark of the Year. Yes, I have.
You get that up there. Magnificent.
My word. And that tackle from Fraser Brown, it would have been a good one, I'm telling you.
Good on you, Margaret. Oh, there's plenty to pick from, luckily.
I think, Margaret,
he'll have no trouble getting a wall full.
There was a lot
of stars on that side.
We're getting a few, Marg. We're getting a few.
All right. I'll let you go.
Good on you, Margaret. Appreciate it. And Kingy, yes,
good
I know you.
Good
on you, Margaret. I know, Kingy, you are going to take a lateral view of this, and that's fine. There will be an opportunity to do that.
The Texas are doing that. Helen D'Amico, she'd be in there somewhere, wouldn't she?
What about Sticks to Stand By Your Man?
Yes.
Surely you get Sticks in
you press the button and it stings.
Like the museum.
Yeah.
A little red button.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this. Look at this man who's called in. This man actually is qualified as any, more qualified as any, to suggest what would go up on the wall.
We've called him.
We have.
Yeah.
Mark McClure is on the line. Welcome, Sellers.
I thought I was coming on for a sensible discussion about our football club. It doesn't seem that way.
Nothing sensible on here, Sellers. Hey, it is a great gesture, I think, by Voss to open it up to the Carlton fans, the blue bag of faithful, to have an imprint on what goes on the walls inside.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I think that everyone should have... I'm glad that they're actually thinking of the supporters and what they've done, because the last 20 years haven't been the finest in our career and in our side. But let me tell you, it's been interesting. They left a few out. Don't leave Norton's out.
Norton's?
that played a massive part in the cultural build of our club.
Magnificent. Sellers, I always knew you had a bit of interior.
Carlton moved to Norton's at one stage under your captaincy. Well, they might as well have moved the change rooms down there.
Yeah, but we couldn't get a ground. You know, we had to knock down those million-dollar homes in the street to get a ground around it. That was the problem.
So, Sellers, I always knew you had a bit of interior designer in you. So what are you putting? Is it the Dominator on the burst? Did Brucey Dool, you know, one of his trademark spoils? Johnny Nichols palming it down? What are you going with?
Well, let me say this. There's plenty of great players in this footy club, and there always has been. And every footy club's the same. I mean, seriously, yep. I don't know why other clubs don't come and say, hey, listen, yeah. why don't the supporters tell us what to put on the wall? I think that's a great yeah. gesture and a great idea. You might get some different ones. But you know what? At least they're happy to put up what they want instead of us putting up what they think is right.
It's a nice, is a nice touch. It is a nice touch.
If you had to choose,
every club should think about it.
If you had to choose one photo, Sellers, if you had to choose one photo to take you into the first step of the hallway, who would it be?
Bruce Duell and Helen Domenko.
I knew Helen would get in there.
Helen's got several mentions this morning.
The 82 grand final, which is 40 years since then. So there you go.
Here
Have
I'm
a
thinking
crack at that one.
Here I go. I'm thinking Jez's Mark, 1970, you know, whatever.
Look, there's a lot of great stuff. Yeah. You know, everything's great stuff. I mean, I think everyone worries about what people are going to put up there, but. It'll be good. It'll be fantastic. It looks like there's a change in the place. Mm. There's a better feel to the place. To me, it looks there's lots of change. And when we're going to deal with people. This is not a footy. Footy clubs are about people. They're about what they think and what they do and players and bits and pieces. It's not about Carlton Footy Club's going to be great forever because we've seen it's not.
Mm.
You need to pick it back up again about the people, the feel and the touch and the realness of it all, you know.
Early vibes good, do you reckon, Sellers?
Well, Michael's when he took over at Brisbane, they were on the fall big time. Mm. I talked to him a couple of months ago about had lunch with him and with a couple of people and I said, mate, don't be ashamed of that. You know, everyone's had a rough trot. Oh, he's on the redemption thing for me, I tell you. He wants to succeed. And culturally, he's very, very good. So, and what a player. My God.
Have you had
none better, I don't think.
Have you had the Carlton Pass Players Golf Day yet, Sellers? Normally this time of year?
No, I had a lunch down at Johnny Gould's place yesterday.
It
was only 250 k's to go there. It was 250 k's to get home.
It's an expensive Uber.
No, I had to drive. I limited my intake a little bit, you know, or a lot, I would say. No, anyway, it was a bit of fun. We had a lovely day. You know, John Nicholls and Ian Collins and Stephen Goff and Shane O'Sullivan. And it was just fantastic. Good Carlton people who had a bit of fun and we had a laugh and put. We do what we do best, put shit on each other. Yeah. And
we'll leave that to us. Where would the McClure McNolan bump be situated?
In the toilet, I think. Hey, listen, not many people have done that.
No.
It's unique.
No, it was a good
but
chase.
But you know what? You've got to have your eyes open when you're chasing.
Go and hit them well this morning, Sellers. Where are you playing tonight?
No. No, I'm not playing at all.
You're working.
No, I'm on the way to the office, on the way to the office.
Well,
I'm around, so I'm having a coffee right now. So thanks very much for interrupting.
Beauty.
It's been great.
I was just going to say, Sellers, thanks so much for taking the call, mate. Kingy had to have you on the air this morning to get your insights.
He's a Carlton man.
He likes to bash, doesn't he? He loves it. He likes to expose you.
Hang on.
He likes to.
Hang on. Are you describing me or are you still on yourself at the minute? Hey, listen, thanks for having a chat. I think this is the rebirth of Carlton we're seeing at the moment, isn't it? I think Vossi will be fantastic for the place.
No doubt in my mind. Cheers, guys.
Good on you. Mark on you, mate. Sellers McClure joining us on the line. 243 games for the Blues from 74 to 86.
A few suggestions coming through.
Let's get a couple of serious ones. A couple of nominations coming through. Andrew Walker's big hanger over the Bombers. Alex Jezelenko we mentioned. What about this one? Wayne Harms, the tap-in from the boundary line, the 1979 grand final.
Buckley gets it out to Harms now. He's pursued by Brewer, but he can't catch him. Harms fires at the goals, but he's off target. It's rolling towards the boundary line, and Harms almost makes ground. He tips it back to Sheldon, and it's a goal!
There you go, Wayne Harms' iconic moment that lives on. I reckon the first AFLW game at Icon Park, which was a lockout, crazy stampede to get in, significant moment in the birth of the women's game, should probably be up there as well. We've got just enough time to get to Nidri, where Andrew's called in. Andrew, what do you reckon?
Yeah, well, I think that, well, because I like Mark, but it won't be too hard. But I think John Nicholls with a bag of money giving it out to the players in the changing rooms would be a fantastic start to their rebuild.
Andy.
But 1968, I think, 1968, when they won the premiership, stole the premiership from Essendon, when they jumped off the bench, the support staff and the players, and they all jumped up in glee. It was a great moment for them because they haven't won the premiership for a long time. So 68 would be a good start for them, but. Yeah, that money bag, they have had some history, haven't they?
Oh, well, who hasn't, Andrew? Who hasn't, I ask you? But, yeah, you're right.
The Bluebirds is a lateral one. Yes. I don't mind the Bluebirds being up there. But it's going to have to involve Bradley, Dool, Nichols, Silvani.
Yep.
They've got some unbelievable, iconic players and names, haven't they?
Kuda with the ball in one mitt, surging out of the guts with you trailing in his wake. I wouldn't mind seeing that blown up.
Comp trailer.
Fev's pressure point coming through. pressure point. Circa Brownlow night, of course.
They're going to have the definitely have the buttons that you press and get the audio.
I like that touch. Do you wear the headphones as you walk around? The sort of audio guide that you get at those museums?
Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Summer breakfast.
Mackay to the wing position on the member stand side. Oh, Jesselenko, you beauty! Alex Jesselenko, bringing oxygen.
That was Jezza, of course, one of the most iconic marks in VFL AFL history, and he did it right in the guts in the 1970 Grand Final. Surely that is on the walls at Icon Park as Carlton go down the decorating path, and they've asked for your help. Well, Carlton supporters help anyway, Kingy, for their favourite AFL and AFLW moments to decorate the new joint there at Icon Park.
Some funny ones coming through.
Very funny. I reckon Paul in Mornington, not that this was funny at the time, more infamous now, he's got a nomination for us. Paul, welcome.
Yeah, welcome. I've got a great one for the Hard Nuts of Carlton out there. David Rhys-Jones taking out Dennis Banks.
Oh, brutal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder what that would fetch the tribunal these days, Kingy.
There's a lot of Josh Bootsma coming through. There's a little bit of Satanta. You like that one?
It was the other way around. Did he say Rhys-Jones knocked out Dennis Banks? It was the other way around, wasn't it? Dennis Banks knocking out Rhys-Jones. Anyway, Satanta. Yeah, Satanta on Cam Cloak up the Dooper. That one wasn't great, was it?
Dooper.
That training.
Mark Arcieri kicking Carlton's only goal with 33 seconds to go, round 11, 1991.
Remember that game
that
well.
That won't be there, I don't think.
Remember that game well, too. They nearly went goalless. What about a serious one? What about this game? Carlton supporters remember this. Round 5, 96. Anthony Koutafidis in the game against West Coast. It went down to the wire. The Blues won by a point. Kuda played on a wing. He had 35 disposals. He took 18 marks back in the day when those marks were proper marks.
Now, here's Schofield breaking away. He brings it to the half-forward line. Koutafidis back on the flight. That's a courageous and very, very good mark.
That's right. Silvani back towards half.
Oh, there it is. Is there anything else this bloke can't do today?
Did you play in that game that, was it 96 or was it, no, it was later. It was 2000, I reckon. Carlton and North Melbourne,
yeah.
Princess Park, where Kuda's playing midfield. He kicked 5 against North, I think.
I think Simo tagged him that day. There was a couple of days where he was just unstoppable.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have mattered who
that season in particular, I reckon, before the knee injury.
Before the knee injury was so big, wasn't it? You have to have the fire at Princess Park souvenir shop. I like that. They kept playing.
Milburn on sauce. Gee, that was a ill-tempered day out at Princess Park when Milburn flattened Steve Silvani.
It is an interesting discussion. Do you have vision or do you just have photos? Because some of the Chris Judd's stoppage work, the breakaway speed, changed the game.
You put a big plasma up on the side of the wall and just have it on repeat.
Well, we can get LED screens these days.
Mm.
All sorts of things can happen. You've got plenty of money.
Steve Silvani sort of pleading with the goal umpire that the ball was Michael Long's kick was touched in the 93 grand final. That's had a lot of nominations.
Andy Maher doing his hamstring as the AFLW runner. That's very good, Tim.
What about 1897, the first game at Princess Park? You can put the last one in too, 2005 with Big Nick holding the ball aloft. Oh, one of the great goals. I think it was goal of the year, 1994, Craig Bradley's running banana at Princes Park. Did you ever see that? The give and go with Andrew McKay on the wing, and he kicked a banana from about 49 metres on the boundary line and just bent it through. Unbelievable.
Was frightening. Goddard and Wells in opposition team jumpers. That's not going to probably go up there, but sort of mildly humorous. I don't mind that.
Johnny Elliott's pig's ass gets Sticks, a couple of nominations.
Sticks would have a few photos up there for sure. He's got lots of great moments with the Blues.
Signature mark. The peanut guy at Princes Park.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do it like that anymore, do they?
Well, you probably can't. Now, there's a lot of things here. My favourite is probably Wayne Harms. The knockback is probably my favourite.
That will be in there. I don't know if there's a good still image of that one, but get one in there nonetheless. So many taking the P1 double five. Prefer Peter Riccardi kicking the goal after the siren from 55 metres out. That one was down at Docklands. Thank you, Ray. So keep them coming through. 1-300-736-736-0433-98-11-16. Fev kicking 12 goals against the Pies. Just was a New Year's Eve muck around game, though, wasn't it?
Percy Jones kicking the goalpost.
Yeah.
That's got to be in there. Thanks, Joe.
That's right. That's right. Is Scotty there in Somersby? He is, I think. Scotland, welcome to the show.
Yeah, gentlemen. Hi, it's Scotty here from Somersby. Probably a new caller to your show, but just thought I'd jump on.
Good on you.
Yes, good luck to your boys. Happy Christmas to you both. And I thought I'd jump on there and just give some of my Carlton highlights, if I may.
Yeah. You may.
Go for it.
Yeah, so they haven't won a grand final since 1995. It's been awesome. the paper bag issue with Fraser Brown, getting Dominey's old teammates in, possibly John Elliott, when he self imposed himself as a grandstand name, and then the Carlton board proceeded to pull it down. What else can we think of? Some great highlights. What about when Warren Ralph was having a shot back then? That'll be 84 or 5 from memory, to win the game for the Blues against the Pies at Waverley, and he missed, and the Pies got up. That was one of the
highlights. Geez, you're real glass half full about it, Scotland.
Scotty,
can't stand them.
Very nice. Very nice from you, Scotty.
I didn't expect that from Scotty.
Who do you back for, Scott? Where's your allegiance?
Oh, look, I could just say I don't believe in colour. I'm always watched TV in black and white.
Very good. Okay, very good. That all makes perfect sense to me now. Chris has just texted in. Thanks for the call, Scotty, I think. Chris has just texted in. I used to pay out my old next-door neighbour for always wearing a Carlton T-shirt. He told me it was because his uncle played a bit of footy for them back in the day. I laughed and said, yeah, who's your uncle? Alex Jezelenko. No comeback to that.
No. Eddie Betts.
Yeah.
Take your pick of any of his goals. That's very good.
Yeah.
I like that. It's a lot of brown paper bag stuff.
A lot of brown bag stuff coming through. Blotty's goals just had a receipt. Is Blotty on the phone at the moment? Blotty's texting in with his own 130-metre barrel after the siren.
From 100 metres out. Thank you from Malcolm.
Yeah, they're coming through loud and clear as well. So anyway, we'll keep them coming through. I get the feeling that plenty of people have...
Diesel's snap goal in the grand final, and then he just... Someone had hold of his jumper and
That was this. That might have been his fifth goal.
That was his fifth.
In the 95 grand final.
Defence charges into attack. The pass goes down towards Will Ward. Kernahan will give it to Williams. He blazes in the goal and he kicks it. Goal number 5 for Diesel Williams.
Oh, that was the dribbler along the ground to the right of screen, of course, the dribbler. City end of the ground. Greg Williams there, his fifth goal. He won the Norm Smith medal that year for the Blues.